So this lovely lanky gentleman in the red and black has been setting up is Mr. James Willis. He has a one-man band. He's an incredible entertainer. I've been watching videos of him since I saw him on his first gig in Chicago Corner. Please give him the warmest welcome to have, James.
Sure is warm. Thanks, y'all. Yeah, this is my first time out here at Hartford. This has been beautiful. I've had a great time. It's fantastic. You know, there's festivals and there's festivals, you know. Well, yeah, I've been playing with Chicago Farmer here and there when I can. He's a good buddy of mine. I've known him since he was 16, and he was playing Flying V guitar in a rock and roll garage band. Yeah, I'm down from Chicago. Ironically, Chicago Farmer isn't in Chicago, but I don't know. But he used to be. He used to live across the street from me up in the city. I could use some of that bass drum for sure, like a whole lot of the country. You can get rid of the low cut on it too with that in the mic. Thank you. Yeah, you can just get rid of the low cut on that. Give me some lows on that. I think that might be that. Yeah, that you're doing you're doing two right now. That's the hi-hat mic. Yeah. Give it a second, your bogey. There's the man. How you doing, buddy? Yeah, is it not? You guys didn't get that mic yet? Okay. Well, that would explain that, wouldn't it? All right. You don't need to see that two when I'm so high at the bass. Yeah, just need a whole lot of that. Yeah, just turning your low cut you got off. There we go. A little bit of that, a little more of that. Get some lows. Get some lows on that. Yeah, that's the hot one. Here, just kill the monitor all together, man. Get rid of this. If you're down and out, be hurt. Come on, move. Can survive. All the moments we'll try to save. I'll play the blues. We'll try to serve. I'll pay. way to lose. Speaking of the Chicago Farmer, I just signed. I'm recently playing with Todd Snyder at the Park West in Chicago, which, if you don't know, is a big old pretty room. And I got me some Todd Snyder socks. Need more bands with sock merchandise. I did see we do have a sock vendor here, so. Chicago Farmer ended up with a suit jacket. Looking pretty fly up there. Chase. was it supposed to be a folk festival and all. I know Pete Seeger's going to jump up here with an axe any minute and chop my cable, but... You know. Yeah, we're folks. We're all folks here. Dirty basement of my brain, the older one, the iron train, steam rise up, an okay crowd, in silence blinks like glass beneath the whistle peering loud. Tyrants with white robots, his machine is slow to make it zipper down the sunny rails of steel. Brown against the glass, it flickers like a piece of jade as it goes past and past. Dirty Coleman coaches sliding out to meet the dawn. Inside the slot yards, all these sunny rails of steel. So I turn myself around and walk along the red concrete that seems to drag beneath my burden. And here's a word of heat. And the mail trucks and the baggage is a thing I choose and go tonight. Far from silent dripping kitchens, from the seams of dining cars that shine like diamonds on these sunny rails of steel.
Sinkers of my memory, I can hear the sound of frame. Call the number of the Lord and God, the kids of South Bend train. The suitcase about the cosmos, the pieces of my hand. Then suddenly I'm all alone, with no place left to stand. As the cars all came together and the steps have moved away, and then she's gone upon these sunny rails of steel.
Time moves on and a lot of things just don't seem to change all that much. Still roaming up and down the Illinois River Valley, playing all those little towns up and down there. Just like John was doing back in the day. That's still a scene. There's still a lot of music up there. There's still a lot of great music over there. We used to do a John Hartford Music Festival over in Peoria, Illinois. I think it was right about the time this one was getting started too. It was beautiful, man. We had this like gazebo set up with the bands playing in it. It was like this ivory gazebo, and there was a steamship right behind across the river. And it was a real pretty thing, man. It was real nice. The Hen House Prowlers were out there. You know, they've been out here before too. My friend Eric Nassau was out there from Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, he's a great songwriter. A lot of friends. The sky is gray, and when the cops on the border ask me why I came over, and I don't know what I say. learn to love the tripping. Half as much as I hate the leaving, I'm looking into my right eye. In the rear view, looking towards you. Left arms sitting on the wheel, feeling still behind the windshield, yeah. My left eye's hunting for deer and police, like they're looking in the shadows. Is green cause the sky is gray, and when the cops on the border ask me why I came over, and I don't know what I say. I think I drove for 1,000 miles just to say goodbye. Well, I guess who likes to buy? Remember when I said I loved you? Yeah, you were drunk and looking confused. I thought in love was a boring thing, but you're not the same you. You're not the same me. Thank you. I haven't played that one for a minute. I don't do set lists. I just feel opposed to them for myself. Can't do it. So sometimes we drag things out from the recesses. Yeah, this excuse for a muse, totally, man. That's some old school 4-track stuff, way back in the day. Yeah, we go back. A long time ago, yes, you didn't want me, you didn't love me no more. I wanna know, yeah, what makes me believe me, child, I'm a fool for you. Oh, 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 I'm a fool for you. I know it's so new. Crying like you never cried before. stars.
Ever since I was 5 years old, baby, yes, I've been a fool for you. I'm a fool for you. Oh, I'm a fool for you.
Thank you all. Cheers. Well, if you guys like it out here at Hartford, and I do, you might also like it at Shoe Fest, which is Labor Day weekend in Illinois. It's not too far from here, and it is a beautiful time. So kick your summer off like this. You can wrap it up over there. Shoe Fest is a beautiful thing. So I got some more handbills down here. You can check that out. I'll be playing a whole bunch of music festivals this summer all over the place, but that's a particular one that I think you guys might enjoy. It's called Shoe Fest. Lots of bluegrass, a little bit of rock and roll, and it's a friendly enough vibe. You can have the kids running around playing. You gotta worry about nothing. It's really a nice scene. Little brother running through it. Some cliffs. It's cool. It's all right. Anyway, you know. Digging back to my brain here, trying to find one that might make any sense at all. Here's this one. If you find a girl who's foolish enough to date a musician, sometimes she might say something like, "How come you never wrote me a song?" You know you're trouble. See, now if you're a Chicago farmer, then you write this absolutely beautiful song about your wife, and everybody cries every night, and it's awesome. But if you're me, you just get in trouble. Stop buying my girlfriend drinks, y'all. She's coming home with me. You can see all from the stage, and you can see that I'm busy. And I can see her getting nowhere, and she's getting sloppy. So stop buying my girlfriend drinks, dude. She's coming home with me. If you won't be the one who has to hold her hair, I'm trying to find her car out there. Yeah, you won't be the one to take her home, to watch her pass out on the bathroom floor. To stop buying my girlfriend drinks, she don't be anymore. Well, the first few shots you bought her helped us go out tonight for free. He saves her some money so she can spend it on me. The next few shots of bourbon helped her forget your name. So stop buying my girlfriend drinks, doll. She says your pickup lines are lame. Yeah, you're wasting your time, and she's getting wasted. Don't mess with the top shelf stuff. She's too drunk to taste it. And I don't mind you trying. I know that girl looks fine, but she's seen someone else, and by now she is half blind. It's not fine, my girlfriend drinks, you're wasting time. Yeah, you won't be the one who has to hold her hair. Yeah, you won't be the one trying to locate her car out there. Yeah, you won't be the one to take her home, to watch her blow up all over her clean kitchen floor. Stop buying my girlfriend drinks, she don't need anymore. Yeah, she didn't like that much good. Yeah, I got about two lines into that, and the stare told me to put the guitar back in the case and take her out to dinner, and not played again, so we broke up. At which time I was touring in Colorado, and I was playing at the Boulder Theater, which is a big, gorgeous room. And she showed up out there, and she was right in the front row, and I was like, oh yeah. Nice to see you, Allison. How you been? I wrote a song for you. It was everything I wanted it to be. I can die happy now. No, it was cool. She's awesome. Yeah, man, you know, your 20s are just rough. 20s are rough. This is a song I wrote about a friend of mine back when he was in his 20s, you know. He was living up in a town in Montana called Big Sky. And I used to tour up to Big Sky, Montana all the time. It's a ski resort. And he was ski bumming his way up around there and had a bunch of friends up there, and we'd go up there and play all the time. It was a blast. And I got in a car wreck coming out of Big Sky one day and got stranded, had some misadventures or whatever along the way. And at the same time I got my car wreck, my friend Scruffy got in a car wreck also coming out of there, but he did not make it out of his car wreck. So I wrote him a song, and it was kind of the wake-up call. You know, in your 20s, you think you're immortal and invincible. This is the wake-up for our scene, was up there.
Down the side of the mountain, like he was part of the hill. See him in a cloud of powder, out there showing off his skills till he took a spill of the Big Sky. Well, then I got the telephone and took me totally by surprise. I thought she might meet someone else, even though she told me twice, till I saw a couple of our friends who had been there. They had blisters from the shovel. They had dirt under their nails. They said Scruffy failed of the Big Sky. Took a big ride off the Big Sky. Living the high life in Montana, in the clouds above the hills. He didn't want to backtrack through the flatlands, and now he never will. On the shoulder, bits of blue glass mixed with gravel, a starfish and a necklace, a guitar pick. Josh, we wrapped this by the cross that marks the spots who brought the highway to a standstill. Back in this sky. Scruffy will be up there still. He's up there still. The Big Sky. Talk to the big guy on the Big Sky. He was a big guy. He led a good life. Scruffy, goodbye. See you in Big Sky. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm gonna switch over to the my other instrument here. I got this thing here. I have this issue where I'll often do this, where I get to a certain point in the set and realize I've brought all these toys and completely forgot to play any of them. So let me grab a couple other things since I carried them here. So yeah, this thing is it's called a bass six. And, the electric bass was invented in the 50s. And I love my old instruments. I'm like really into my older instruments. It's just kind of my thing. And when it came out, they thought that like stand-up bass players would switch over to the electric bass because it'd be easier. But it's kind of weird for them. And so a lot of guitar players are doing it. So they came up with this alternate thing called a bass six. That's basically like a guitar, but it's also basically like a bass, and somewhere in between. So it's kind of fun to play. So I got this thing, and just actually while I'm here right now, I got another one just arrived in mail back in Chicago. So it's waiting on me when I get home. I'm really bad with instruments, man. If you see my apartment, it's just like a stack of guitars and Western shirts.
Looks so creamy, moves like God's immaculate machine.
for my work day. Work day calling day.
Dan Watkins, where is he at? There he is. He was about to jump up here. Dan Watkins. Dan Watkins of the Watkins Stuffy Trio. No, I'll never let you live that. See? This is kind of like if instead of Pete Seeger having to chop the cables, if they made him play electric guitar instead. Watkins is a killer flat picker. This guy's a monster acoustic guitar player. Love it. Does a lot of grass picking, but I'm making him play electric because that's fun. Yeah, there you are. You want to pick up my scones here? You got... Oh, okay. Well, if you got time. I don't know, man. Oh, is that far, huh? All right, I guess we're game out. Well, you can sing with me on what it's doing. What kind of artist of ours don't have to spit with him? This is Dan Andre, who is... This man is a genius fiddle player, genius singer, and I love the man too. So many good bands around. So we'll get him right back here up here in a second. So. Do right, but not right now. Hold me on my own. Just grab the mic off that amp and turn the amp up. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It actually goes to 20. Yeah. Can we make that work? Is that all right? Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's bust them out. Oh, let's give me a second to get this fiddle out here and bust them out. You probably heard this one a few times this weekend, but you're here again right now. A little bit different.
I appreciate
you. Actually, is the Chicago Farmer's Fly here? Oh, there you are. I'm doing so much stuff at once that it's like, we need to get you a louder shirt. That's what's going on. Yeah, why don't you jump up here and do a verse with us at some point during this? Star time, ladies and gentlemen, star time. The man who's brought you such hits as the Illinois Anthem and Backseat and, yeah, Indiana Line. Yeah. He knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, Chicago Farmer has a new record coming out pretty soon, and I heard a sneak peek of it, and you're going to love it. That's all I can tell you, contractually.
Summer day, super day, 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 picking on the pillow now, get up every day, puff with day. But was picking up project, dumb and punk out for summer day. Take your day, picking on the pillow, boy, get up every day, puff with day. But was picking up project, dumb and punk out for summer day.
All along, all along, all along, all along, all along.
Thing real quick here. Can you kill the, can you put some subs on this mic? I'm gonna play a game with you. All right. Thanks a lot, y'all. Cheers. My name is Jake Willis. I'm very grateful, very, very grateful to be out here at the Tom Hartford Festival. This has been wonderful, and thanks so much. All right, let's go.